The metaverse, a word we could associate with a number of definitions, notions, and functionalities. Within 5 episodes, this podcast has the ambition to go over the history of virtual worlds, over how the blockchain, NFTs, and cryptocurrency partake in these technologies, over what role brands want to play and what is at stake for them. And finally, a bit over how video games continuously fabricate a growing interlacing of virtual realms. This is a media marketing podcast entitled Breaking the Codes of Metaverse. Here is episode 3, NFTs and Cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency, NFT, what is it all about? Before entering the main subject, I will define the concept of wallet as it is a very important element in storing, buying, and selling both NFTs or cryptocurrencies. A wallet is an online secured storage. It is linked to a cryptocurrency, so it can only store assets linked to that particular one. It can be public or private, meaning the assets are stored on an external device like a USB key. Like in real life, when a wallet is important to store money or cards. The only difference is that you can only store one type of money in it. Well, wallets are used to store NFTs, but what are NFTs, really? A non-fungible token is a digital asset, a photograph, a song, a video or a GIF. The main purpose of an NFT is that it comes with a certificate of ownership, which is then stored in a blockchain and is authenticated. There are many types of NFTs, like utility NFT or governance token. An NFT can be bought, sold, traded by its owner via different platforms and wallets using cryptocurrency. Speaking of which, allow me to make a quick parenthesis on cryptocurrency. The first fact is that it can't actually be considered a real currency due to the fact that its value is not stable enough. Indeed, as the changeable price of NFTs, buying crypto does not always cost the same and can vary pretty quickly from one day to another. In a nutshell, we can say that buying NFTs and cryptocurrencies are like investing in the stock market. Both have a very fluctuating value that changes due to speculations or any event that could cause investors to turn away from it. The value of both these assets is given by the community and strongly depends on supply and demand. Enough theory, let's talk about practice and brands. NFTs can indeed be a great marketing opportunity for brands. But how and why? Well, first, awareness, if it ends being a success. We can pretty easily quote an NFT from a brand that we heard about. Second, if a brand wants to eventually invest more in the metaverse, it can push customers to interact with it, even if they aren't really familiar with it in the first place. We mainly see utility NFTs when speaking of brands, because they're both beneficial for the customer and the brand, which makes them more attractive. It's like a loyalty card with exclusive features. We talked with many professionals that worked with brands that made their way to the metaverse, which led to very different examples. For that, a special thanks to Michel Pierret, Data and Tech Business Director at Azerion Belgium, and Damien Dostunier, Head of Innovation and Activation at Wavemaker Belgium. As examples that we talked about, I will quote the well-known Bored Ape Yacht Club collection. Born from a collaboration between Adidas and the Bored Ape Yacht Club, it consists of 10,000 unique and different ape NFTs. Released in 2021, they come with some additional features and therefore are considered as utility NFTs. Their value increased a lot and their popularity became even higher with celebrities buying and displaying them as profile pictures. It is a single example, but it reflects pretty well what brands offer when selling NFTs. Still, a problem lies beneath all that. It can only be bought with crypto. Therefore, a large part of the population and potential buyers are excluded. Well, Jim Hendrix came with a solution. They launched a series of 6 NFTs in collaboration with Belgian artist Sammy Slabbings that could be bought with both crypto and real money. Even though it is currently not the norm, it could be a solution for brands to have an impact on all customers. It also permits to not exclude potential buyers. Other brands which work is more detailed in the article are GCDS, an Italian fashion brand, or Quick, the Belgian fast food chain. Before finishing the podcast, I will take the opportunity to talk about a form of NFTs I haven't really explored in the article. Indeed, I thought it would be meaningful to briefly analyze the case of audio NFTs in this context. While it isn't the form of NFTs favored by brands, it has its pros, especially in the music industry. For artists, it is a way to control and monetize their work by selling it directly to fans with less intermediates. The platforms to sell and buy are basically the same, with OpenSea being one of them, as well as SuperRare. These NFTs can also come with additional features, like access to early release of songs, for example. The first group to make their album into an NFT was King of Leon, a rock band, in 2021. It is a pretty recent concept, but it is slowly flourishing. Owning an audio or music NFT means owning an audio file, but does not mean owning the copyrights or the rights to the work. It is a way to protect artists and help them have more control over their work and how it sells. It also helps develop their brands and advocacy. Overall, it is something that is not yet popular within the brands industry, but the day could come where a brand could use this form of NFT in a marketing perspective. As a conclusion, I will say that we are at a transitional phase where many don't feel the need to explore what lies within the metaverse, and others quickly became fond of it. Brands that decide, for strategic reasons, to invest in whether it is NFTs or platforms must of course take into account that not all customers are fond of this new technological advancement. Therefore, utility NFTs can be a way to slowly accompany the meta-skeptics into thinking about it. It is, in fact, a good marketing tool, but should still be used with precaution and with a full understanding of both the brand and the target.